Over the past few weeks, we talked a number of aspects of Korban. To understand the Avelis, to understand Korban, what it is we're Masabel on. Important. Most people don't understand what we're Masabel on. People are very into a lot of technicalities, Avelis. You got to listen to Simcha, you listen to music, this, and then you put on 35 shirts before the 9 days begin. If it's this type of shirt, that type of shirt, this, that, whatever. But famous story of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Someone came to him with a whole heter, for a heter of doing certain things during the 9 days. And he turned to them and said, you know, it's interesting. People always come with heter here, there. No one ever came to me a heter when they're in Shloshim with their parents. Never. He said, well, you have to understand, he told this person, the Beis HaMikdash was your father and mother together. And if you were in Shloshim for your father and mother together, would you be asking the Shaila? Who would not be asking the Shaila? Think about it and come back to me. There's a Gemara. Gemara in the Sanhedrin tells an interesting story. Chorban Beit Bayis Rishon. So Nebuchadnezzar was the Melech Bavel. Nebuzaradan was the general. Zaradan came and Nebuchadnezzar made a siege around Yerushalayim. After the siege, he wanted to break through the walls. So Nebuchadnezzar sent him weaponry, 300 very powerful tools, very sharp, heavy metal tools that could pierce anything. He used up 299 of them. He comes to the last one. He decides, no, he's going back. Why? Apparently, Minas Shemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to conquer Yerushalayim. And if he keeps insisting, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do to him what he did to Sanherib and wipe out the entire army. Then a Baskel came and said, no, try one more. He took this one tool, put it, and everything just opened up just like that. He's going, and as his army is marching through Yerushalayim and killing people left and right, causing Churban, comes to the Beis HaMikdash, wants to set it on fire. Beis HaMikdash decides, doesn't want it, and comes flying up in the Shemayim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, pushes the Beis HaMikdash down on earth. But what happened then? Kadosh Baruch Hu sent an Esh Min HaShemayim to consume the Beis HaMikdash. It shouldn't be Nebuzaradan's Esh. Imaram Shalach Esh is a pasuk here. Then Nebuzaradan is very proud. He conquered the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sancheirev came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquered Sancheirev. He came, and he conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baskel came up in a Shemayim and says, you killed people who there was a Gzardin to kill. Destroyed a building, there was a Gzardin that should be destroyed. You did nothing. Like grounding, you took if you take wheat and grind it to flour. Grind it to flour. If on the other hand, you take flour, grind it to flour, you did nothing. All you did was take flour and grind it to flour. What is Chazal trying to tell us? Chazal trying to tell us a very simple thing. A very interesting Rambam. We're in a Vuchim. When the Rambam writes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Metzius of Tov. Nothing except a Metzius of Tov can come out from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So where does Chorban come from? I'm going to use a marshal. There's a marshal, there's a table. He wants to destroy the table. You take an axe, destroy the table. You can pull out one of the legs and the table will fall by itself. For success. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a protective shield around Klal Yisrael. And there are many wild animals out there who like to consume us. Why would they want to consume us? It's a free sense. Kum Hashem v'yafutzu ha'ifecha v'yinus mesech v'chisanam yesh namakam. Yes. He who hates Klal Yisrael hates a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who hates a Kadosh Baruch Hu hates Klal Yisrael. Psalm 1. We represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu to this world. We're supposed to represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal tell us, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor V'Hanora. What does it mean, Nora? He inspires fear. So Chazal said, inspires fear. The Asian, there's all these anti-Semites in this world. No. If there wasn't a basic fear beginning with Klal Yisrael, they would have gotten rid of us a long time ago. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that fear and pulls back that fear according to what the Klal Yisrael deserves. Why? For success. At the beginning of B'chol Kolsai, there are two stories. I have a story in B'chol Kolsai Teleichu. So Rashi says, Tzio HaMeilim B'Torah. And it's a very interesting thing. Close the table. And it's also a Tishmor of Asisa also. You learn a lot of Torah. What's going to be in the Sad to Gishmech and Bina? Lots of Torah Tzivula Veitz at 30 Tim Pika. So no Daesh is both about Yetz Gizorah, the Halton Achim and Sova, the Shad and Rav. What will be, nature will just respond in the most natural, overwhelming way. Tremendous amount of rain. And a tremendous amount of plenty. And it'll be Shalom. And you'll feel secure, and it'll be children, and no fear, and wild animals won't attack you, and no weaponry will be found in Eretz Yisrael, and if people come, you'll chase them away. Fornisi alecha, and now my basic concern in this world will be Klal Yisrael. We have basis. We have kibbutzes b'seed. I'll make a new bris with you. Unasati mishkoni b'sochem. Then I'll bring a bris in it. Mishalachti b'sochem. I'll walk with you. Yisro lochem elokim atem tiyulia. You can build a bris in it. Remember, 1967. When Klal Yisrael The armies conquered Yerushalayim, the Koso, Harabayas. Then, Klal Yisrael were very strong. They could have done whatever they wanted. They knocked down the mosque, they could have knocked down the mosque. They could have done whatever they wanted. The world was standing stunned. And then, it was right before Shavuos, Chodesh Sivan, one of the leading PR personality at that point was Rabbi Shlomo Gorin, chief rabbi of the armed forces of Israel. He said, okay, this year, no more Nachem. He came back to Yerushalayim and took control of Yerushalayim. And no one knew what was going to happen. What Klal Yisrael did. Had they decided to knock down the mosque, put up a base in Yerushalayim, they could have done it in terms of PR. Nowadays, everyone's afraid of the mosque. Then, I don't understand what it was at that time. The victory was so overwhelming. My Rebbe Zichron of Rochel said, the Pasuk says, Higdil Hashem la'asus u'meitle, Yishun la'asus yimonu higinu smeche. Nations of the world, Oz Yom v'agoyim, and we'll see, Higdil Hashem la'asus. See what HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds. At a time, even when they had the victory ceremony in Har HaTzofim, Yitzhak Rabin, who was the head of the armed forces at the time, made a speech saying, describing all the Nisan that happened. He saw things that never dreamed. And certainly no Nachem, yes Tisha B'Av, not Tisha B'Av. It's finished. Gula's here. And my Rebbe Zichron Levracha came out very strongly. Nachim is Nachim, and that's what it is. Chorban is Chorban. Chorban is not the physical Chorban. It's the Ruchnias Chorban. His Talp is Hashchina. That's the Chorban. So I asked him a question. It was a time no one knew what was going to happen. It says, at that time, the Israeli army was in charge of everything. I asked him, it says, Vayvaluhu legionos, foreign armies will control it. Right now, Tzahal controls. I asked him. He said, listen, to me. Sanhedrin made a tekana to say Nachem. The only one who can mevatel that tekana is Sanhedrin. Until Mashiach comes, there is no Sanhedrin. Therefore, Chazal in their Chachmos on Meruba understood that until Bias HaGoel, control of our bias will always be under foreign power. I don't know what's going to happen, but if they put into that takana, we have to save our vow with Jonas, control of Harabias will always be under foreign power. I'd be as a goal. Until the Sanhedrin can change the takana they may. And only a Sanhedrin can change the takana of another son. A little bit later, Moshe Dayan, the Minister of Defense, announced control of Harabias goes to Wakaf. And we'll let the Muslims take control. Now, Pasuk says like this. And Ramban has a question, very serious question. Sati kishmeichem b'ita, libet Torah kim mitzvahs brings rain. How does that happen? So Marantina says, rain, no one understands where rain comes from. No one understands where rain comes from. How, again, technically, it's the Gemara also knew technically, you have the evaporation, but when it rains, how it rains, it's by those in the hands of, it's a maftech, it's in the hands of a kosh baruch. The Ramban has a very deep explanation here. Rishpa. It says like this. There's Klal Yisrael before the Chet. Klal Yisrael before the Chet, the human being is a mixed being. His Ruach Nefesh and Gashmius together. Now what dominates one? Where do people see their identity? And in the Shomer of the Eguf. Before Adam Rishon came from the Eitz Hadas, he was a ruchnius person who gave a goof to do all of his ruchnius activities in this world to impact his neshama. He felt his identity was as a ruchnius person, and because of that, he could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with Adam Rishon, spoke to Adam Rishon. Since it's the last of the Sochan, where does that phrase come from? Go back to right after the Chet, right? Bishma Mishalech began the Ruach Hayom. The last of the Sochan, I'll walk with you. I'll tie you less than the Rashi says. They're like two people walking down the street together. You walk with like a Shmoh. It'll be an intimate relationship. But you have to be able to have your neshama at a level where you connect straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all. That was before the Chet. Adam Rishon came crashing down, came about typhus, the Rambam says. And what dominated his life was his goof. He felt the neshama too. But of the two, what is the dominant part of your identity? Dominant part of your identity. Now, how do we get back to the Madrega? So the Ramban writes, before the Chet, when Adam, the whole world was a different world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, was felt, Adam Rishon could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. Right now, for instance, I see. There's a table in front of me. I can see the table. I can touch the table. When I bang the table, I can hear it. The physical world, I have the physical kelim to relate to. But if I was blind, yes, and I felt myself around, I could feel here, there, and the other place, but I wouldn't have the picture of the physical reality that I have. If I was deaf, I could communicate in sign language, but all the sign language in the world is not going to give that kind of the connection two people have when they talk to each other. Our neshama today is blind, deaf, mute. Yet we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that intimate connection we no longer have. Who has to initiate that process of that intimate connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu, uplifting on the Shema. So, Pasuk says, Shuva Elai Vo Shuva Elech. Come to me, I'll come to you. Chaim Voloshin, Nefesh HaChaim writes, was in Hashem Tzilcho, Ayad Yiminecha, it says. Tzil means reflection. It says, look in the mirror. There's an image in the mirror. You go like that to the mirror, what's the image going to do to you? Go back like that. You walk close to the mirror, the image comes close to you. You walk away, the image walks away from you. That's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We initiate it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. That's why at the end, the last nevuah, at the end of Malachi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm pulling myself back. There's not Nevuah. There's that type of communication. It's not going to exist. There's no Urim V'Tumim. There's no Ruach HaKodesh. It's I'm pulling back. It's like, how do we reestablish that? We reestablish that Shuv Eilav V'Shuv Eilecha. We reestablish that by coming close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close to us. It's a pasuk says. So, Chukol Seiter Eilecha says, you initiate that, I initiate, and I begin showing you. Right now, this past week, the world was going through an unbelievable weather crisis. The United States, 100 million people were in the United States, had temperatures over 100, unbelievable heat, drought. Europe had heat they never saw before. In England, at the beginning of the week, 104 degrees. That's not Fahrenheit. That's not a normal temperature in the UK. They're not set up for it. Completely not set up for it. So, of course, you can say, where is it coming from? Climate control, etc. No, no. Shmuel, who's running the world. If nature is coming to us with a fury, that means Shmuel, who's making it. And when we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the harmony between the human being and nature comes out. It's a pasuk. Zaki Shmeichem V'Yitom. Nature will respond. And it goes step by step by step by step. And how do what begins the process? Rashi tells us. Chazal tells us. The way to the number one and dominant way to bring to reestablish that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that our neshama relate to Him in a total way, just as we can relate to the physical world, not as blind people feeling things out there. And we begin with Limud HaTorah, Limud HaTorah, but not just Limud. Doesn't say Ki Lomdim HaTorah. Know what it says? Shetu Ameilim HaTorah. But we first have to recognize what a human being is, where we're trying to go, what we're trying to establish. And then Ramban says, what does the pasuk say? The call is, there'll be tension between human being and animals, tension between human beings and human beings, tension between human beings and nature. By reestablishing our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we move up on a ladder, so the tensions between human beings diminish. The tensions between human being and nature diminish. And tension between human beings and animals diminish. The Rambam says, how is it if Shmuel said, when Mashiach comes, no difference. The world will continue to exist in its natural way. The law of all the law. How's like our kesed and zev? How's like the rivers? Behold, har kochim. Kimolaho oretz deos Hashem kamaimer. The world will be filled with deos Hashem kamaimer. Yom achas. What is it? The Rambam has different explanation. Rambam says very simple. Once we get to that position of an intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're going back to the Marisha before the Chet. And then nature will be in total harmony. And there'll be no tension, human being, and animals, human being, and nature, nothing. And the pasuk goes through a whole process. You're not going to need any weaponry. Chayav Otsar Vatz, and you have enemies, you chase them, just don't run away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intimate concern. And finally, at the end, then Hesalachti Basochach. The Beis Hamikdash is not just building a building out there for national pride. Not just the Heichal Timsa for Korbanos, which it is. It's more. It's like there in Beis Hamikdash, you could feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your neshama connected to the Ruchni in a deeper and deeper sense. Then when Yisrochem will came out tempt you, we'll understand the, where our whole relationship with Hashem. But it's a process. It's a process. And what begins the process? What begins the process? Every day, at least three times a day, we say, Yirotam v'nech Hashem v'kenu v'kevusem. Shiyabonu beis hamikdash b'mei v'meinu. Shiyabonu beis hamikdash. And why do we want a beis hamikdash? Big deal. Why do you want it? V'senechel kenu b'sar sechel. We'll understand Tosus better. Understand Rashi better. Maybe it's just we should be served by Kodesh Baruch Hu. No. Unless a person is involved in Limud HaTorah, doesn't connect to Avodas HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What do we say? The same belief in Elohov and Elohatsk. Give us to understand. Then we say, V'ho'erini. V'ho'erini v'sar sech. Wow, we really understand. And then we come to Dabek Teibinu Mitzvahs, we come to Dovek and Mitzvahs, the Yachid L'Vavinu L'Havim Yishmech. The path to that is the Nevi. And, so what do we say? Shebona Beis HaMikdash Merav Reino, L'Sein Chalkein Mitzvah Osecha. Then, once we have our Chalik and Tov, well, on what level? Went all the way back. We established that Keshe that was lost. So what is the Avelis for? The Avelis is for that Keshe that was lost with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that existed when there's a basic. And the Beis HaMikdash is then Chetim Sefor. So, Yeratzu LeMikdash V'Shechanti B'Solcham. B'Solcham B'Lev Kolecha B'Echa. In the hearts of each Jew. That gave us the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much deeper way. And Moshe Rabbeinu Medrash says, beginning of Parshas Truma, Moshe Rabbeinu turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aloha Shemayim v'shmei Shemayim v'lo chakut. Which are the words of Shlomo HaMelech, Af HaBayis HaZeh Shabanisi. Certainly not its house. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe, Lo Kishat HaSofa Moshe Rabbeinu. Not like you think. Ela Sim Kerish B'Dorim or Sim Kerish B'Tzofa. There'll be 20 pieces of lumber boards in the north and the kudorim and the tzof and the amibo and I will come mitzamsim mishkinosi there and mamele in the hearts of Klal Yisrael. That was the way. That was the way we connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deep personal way. And that's lost. So how do you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? God fixes us. How do we get for nasati mishkani b'solchem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow a Beis HaMikdash. It's not a bunch of people storming Har HaBayis No. It doesn't work that way. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to put this craziness in the mind of Moshe Dayan, after we took control of Har HaBayis, to hand it back to the Wakaf. Where did that come from? They had some lochem b'yashim. The Gosh Baruch Hu, the time is not yet for Beis HaMikdash. The time is for us to get a little closer. But now it's up to us. Now it's up to us. It was an amazing period, those few weeks after Shavuos. The world stunned. Remember, when the war broke out, people were hysterical. Little Israel then, whatever they had, all the Arabs are invaded from the south by Egypt, from the west by Jordan, north by Syria. It was absolute mishigas. is Egypt launched the war. And one day, overnight, Israel destroyed the entire Egyptian air force to control the air. And they began moving. Egyptian radio kept saying how Egypt's winning the war when everyone was realized it wasn't. There was only one person who believed what Egyptian radio said. That's King Hussein of Jordan, of the White. And that the war began on Monday. That's how he came. That's when he invaded from Jordan on Wednesday. Kishmoch runs this world. Just been at war with Egypt, we've been at war with Egypt. And we but then all of a sudden, Kishmoch arranges this and gave us control of the land. But to continue, and on the other hand, so says Rashi. Oh, what does that mean? You do big avedis, Rashi? No. It's not what it is. Leos amelim batora lodas medrash chachomim. To understand a bayin rove, you're not going to work your head off to understand a bayin rove. Well, okay, that goes in there. And what is and everything? V'shavarti gonuschem. Says Rashi, a Beit Hamikdash. So who brings korban? Who brings binyan? We do. We move up the madrega. We move down the madrega. And what sets in motion the entire thing? Shikyu amelim batar. It's a very interesting thing. We take a look at the Hakdama of Chayodam. Hakdama the Chayodam is a very interesting Hakdama. Everyone should remember. But he says there, here it quotes, it says there like this. The Dor Shali in my generation, Yisi Cotton, remember, the Chayodim was the Mechutna of the Vilna Gaon, wrote a classic sefer, massive Talmud Chacham. He had a business on the side that he had for Parnas.
No father or mother ever thought, Lidog Bamei Yisparnis Haben, how the son will get Parnas. No. Rak.
Every Jewish parent out there. And certain people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the ability to continue. And they continue. Sheyifrog b'men all HaTorah. No one thought, I'm atzliach in my learning. I have the ability to continue learning. I won't continue learning. No one ever thought that. And neither the fathers thought that, nor the children thought that. Ach b'yomim halolu. Then, in the middle, in the late 1700s, all the new modern influences began sweeping through Klaus. It's a very modern time. People say, it used to be. Let's hear. Chayyarim say, it used to be.
He's 13, 15 years old, or certainly by 18. Then all of a sudden,
Torah goes away. In the history of Klal Yisrael, in strong periods of Klal Yisrael, they understood the ikku of everything is in that. You have to have a parnas, definitely. But you have to leave it at that.
And number one, interesting medrash. On pausing in Bereishis, Chol siyachas soda ten mitzvah haaretz. Chol sichatzon shabrios.
What does the world talk about?
in Ela Al Aretz. What do they worry about? The world, Gashmas. Avda Ara, Lo Avda Ara. It was a good year, Parnosa wise, a bad year, Parnosa wise. What drives the world? The economy. Chol Tfilas and Shabriyas, whatever they pray. Ein El Al Aretz. It's only about material success. Also, it's just the case in front of the Supreme Court of the United States. Can a football coach take it after victory, go and pray on the football field? Okay. A lot of discussion. Whether you're supposed to pray for sports teams' victories or not. He says, no, okay. That's what they daven for. Parnosa kol. Kol tfilos in Shiv Yisrael ain't ella al beis hamikdash. Ma yisva beis hamikdash. When is the beis hamikdash going to be rebuilt? What's this measure say? People daven. What's ever most important to them? What drives the world? Is economy. Power, control, economy. Everything to do with this world. Control of this world. Klai Yisrael is different. Klai Yisrael, what are they dominating for? Beis HaMikdash. Well, as a result of the Beis HaMikdash, there'll be a good economy. That's what the Pasuk says. We realize economy, yeah. Where does it come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What brings prosperity? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we do to guarantee prosperity? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What will bring the maximum parnosa? Beis HaMikdash. It's the maximum hashrat hashkin in this world. We as a nation are supposed to be a different nation. Our whole thing revolves around our keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Establishing that kesh and bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kesh presence in this world that we can feel it. We have to get there. We're so far away. It's like a blind man just someone describing him the most beautiful scenery in the world. It doesn't work. It doesn't connect. And what's a hesped? Sometimes you go to a funeral, listen to a spadim. What is a hesped? A loss. What was lost to the world when this person left this world? What void was left? Who was this person? You sometimes have to give his spade in. It's a very difficult job. Because what do you have? You have around 5 minutes, maximum 10. And you have to say who this person was, and what was lost that this person was lost. Right? So, he says, Yaakov Avinu died. Mitzrayim was Maspinim, Klai Yisrael and Maspinim. Was Mitzrayim Maspinim? He was Yosef's father. He brought prosperity to the world. When Yaakov Avinu comes to Mitzrayim, all of a sudden the Rav stops and Paro asked for a bracha, the Nile should overflow. Their whole way of relating to the tzaddik of Yaakov Avinu, the most perfect of the ovals, the Pesach of ovals, whose the most yukna was on them, Gizya Kovin, was how did he affect the Gashmis as well? Klai Yisrael understood the vacuum that was left.
Unruchnius Kadosh. How do you relate to people? How do you relate to situations? On what level? What's important? This is a very important when this whole thing happened, Supreme Court, about praying for the football victory. Something went through my mind. A very interesting Gemara in Brachas. We begin at the Chon Elam Das. Where it says, how do you know you're supposed to be Mosbalo? For Das, Posuk. Hashemain over the side, we know Posuk. The whole list of things is a Posuk. So Mosbalo for everything. Yeah. But the Torah, Chazal were telling us, what is valuable enough that we have to think it's so valuable for us? Ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Das, Tshuva, Slicha, Mechila, all these things. Football victory, it's so important in your life. I guess if it is that important, you should daven for it. But who says it's so important? It's not on the list of things that Chazal said you daven for. Why? Apparently Chazal didn't think it was so important. I was in a Nicham Avelim on Wednesday, so I didn't say shir. I was sitting with a family. A mother of this family had passed away. I was sitting with all the children, all the siblings, and this woman's sister. And what does Avelis mean? Being with them, who was this person? What void did she live in your life? And my wife and I were talking with them. What to do to fill that void in their life now that she's gone. And then you get up to leave, and what do you say? Hamokim Yachem Eschem. Period. No. That's not what we say. For instance, generally, we have a tefillah for Cholah, but so shah Cholah Yisrael. We don't say that. What do we say? We're all available. Every base offer you go to, what do you say? We are all available. We all have a void in our life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fill that void in your life. Jesse's going to fill the void in all of our lives because we don't have a base on English. Every time you go to Menachem Oval, you say, you're not alone in this world. You're not the only Oval. I'm an Oval too. You're an Oval too. Who am I an Oval for? Base on English. We are all available. We all have a gaping hole in our heart. It's supposed to. And that's exactly what I said the story of Shlomo Zalman. It's Mikdash, the mother and father of all of us. So when I'm sitting there with these Avelim and all the children of this woman who are trying to Menachem Oval to, I said, you know, you're missing a mother and father. Every Jew has another mother and father in this, called the Beis HaMikdash. You have to feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash so acutely as if a parent is gone. It's not something 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago. No. It's something inside of me. I'm missing. I have some part of me that's missing. Because I can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like I'm supposed to. Yeah. Nachman Atzlam, he said, you're a parent. You think of a lot of things. I, fortunately, had this achievement of both my parents. So, I was close to both my parents. So, what is it? You know, remember, I was sending shiva for my father.
I was in Boston, spent Shabbos with my father. And the following Shabbos was the middle of Shiva. So last Shabbos, I sat at a table with my father. I could communicate with my father. We discussed things. We sang some mirrors together. I can't communicate with him. I have my memories, but that communication's gone. Same thing with my mother. What is it? Certain, but that's a hole I have. I can't. Right now, we want to communicate with the Kodesh Baruch on a certain level. We can't. We're Avelei Tzion. We're Yerushalayim. There's no Beit HaMikdash. And that's the Avelis. So what do you tell? What did I tell these people as I got up to leave? Hamokim Yerachem Etzchem. But you're not alone as Avelim. You have a hole in your heart. I also have a hole in my heart. I don't have a Beit HaMikdash. You also have a hole. You also don't have a Beit HaMikdash. This hole is part of a bigger hole. That's when we come to Tisha B'Av. Chazal made a very interesting takuna. We, you know, everything today, no strange world. Very strange world. Everything has to be how it influences modern culture. There's a halacha kavua nowadays that under the chuppah you're singing Meshkochech. So everything today has become a pop song. This nigga Meshkochech, this nigga Meshkochech. I don't know, when I got married, no one did that. It's a very new thing. What it's supposed to be. Whatever simcha you have, you say, there's a hole in my heart. I can't. Unfortunately, when something becomes a pop song, it's part of a whole production. Who is Mechubi with singing in Eshkochev? You get a singer, you get a 10-page band. Okay. If you felt there's a hole in your heart, no. It's almost like saying, you know, before I stood up to say at this Avelis, I was at Hamokim Nachem, Sosha Avelis, and I said, wait a second. Can I bring in a 10-piece band? And I'll sing this new niggin. They were told I've been out of my mind. The most insensitive person in the world. Right? Yeah. What at a chuppah, it's very important to mention from Yerushalayim. Tishkach yimini. Tikbach l'shonu l'cholchi. Im lo eskerech, im lo alas Yerushalayim over simcha. Every simcha you go to, remember Yerushalayim. Every simcha you go to, I still have a hole in my heart. It's not the same. You got to fill that hole. It's hamokim yinachem eslam. You have a hole in your heart. We all have holes in our heart. We're missing. What's the hole for? A building? No. What's the hole for? What the hole is for? That I'm missing a keshu with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like, had once. I had once. I don't have it anymore. It's missing. And that is why it's a preparation. Someone asked me a very strange question after I said Shabbat. Limud HaTorah and Tisha B'Av. I said, yeah. Is how could those a very deep question. How could Chazal make a takana and it was mavatam mitzvahs in that Torah? So we say mavatam mitzvahs in the Torah. It's a tremendous amount to learn. What are you supposed to be learning on Tisha B'Av? Inyonei Chorben. Why Inyonei Chorben? Because that's what it's all about. What's today about? Inyonei Chorben. Tisha B'Av, I do a lot of learning. I'm busy. I generally have a medrashecha. I sit down with all the medrashim to understand, to internalize more deeply what it is we lost. Mitz Hashem Shavu Yizdocha. If not this year, Mitz Hashem Pisam Yavu Alechol HaMelech. We can become like that. But if not this year, then it should be Zocha. But before we Zocha, we have to know what it is we lost. Okay. Shabbos.